The newly arrived e-tolling system, which has been imposed upon the carting free rates, has been challenged on many grounds. There is a long history of persons becoming indebted beyond their means to escape their debts. This was in fact one of the means by which slaves were gained by large landholders in certain areas of the world. A person was made to become so legally indebted to another that they were forced to work for the remainder of their life, always in debt to the other individual, always forced to work for that individual. In contract law class, a South African law student studied a case where a doctor agreed that a vast majority of his salary would go to paying off a debt. The court found that the contract was against public policy and therefore unenforceable, as it turned the doctor into essentially what the court called a slave. The e-tolling system has, according to Sandra, been seemingly exempted from the National Credit Act provisions which prevent the issuing of reckless credit. E-tolling is essentially a system of credit. Whenever an individual rides on an e-toll road, the individual is essentially taking out a loan from Sandro. It is like swiping a credit card. However, if a person is unable to pay off the credit card is cancelled. A person who takes out credit from Sandro can essentially take out unlimited credit, whether or not they are able to pay off their debt. This person would not be afforded debt counselling, according to Sandro. This person would simply have to pay off the debt. It is expensive to file for insolvency, and some return needs to be shown for creditors, stating that insolvency is a way out of such a debt. Is not stating an absolute solution in such a case. Could such an applicant for insolvency show even 1 cent to the RAND return for creditors? Would it even be possible for them to file for insolvency? Furthermore, causing a person to become insolvent deeply changes their status, their ability to do business, and the means and resources on which to live. An aspect of Murray O'Connor and the tragic shooting which took place there, which is not often brought up, is that of micro-lending. Many of the miners who went on strike had taken out small loans. Their salaries were garnished in order to allow the creditors to reclaim their money. The miners thus could not afford to live and support their families. The unrest was almost inevitable as a result of credits having been granted when it ought not to have been. Their determination to strike in their desperation to bring something home to live on and to support their families surely shows the effect upon the economy of such strange granting of credit where it ought not to have been granted. Many South Africans are illiterate. Many South Africans do not have basic mathematical or educational literacy. Many South Africans are deeply poor. One has to ask, in accordance with the Bill of Rights, is the extension of unlimited credit with no cut-off points and no contingencies unconstitutional? I would say that it could well violate the right not to be enslaved. I would say that it could well violate the right to life inasmuch as it affects a person's ability to earn a livelihood. I would say that such unfettered granting of unlimited credit could well violate the right to dignity of the human person. Perhaps I am wrong. However, I do believe that there is a strong argument that the granting of unlimited and unfettered credit to persons regardless of their creditworthiness or their circumstances and ability to pay back their credit violates the rights of the debtor. Thank you very much.